Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Dan, Danny, and Dusty with you on this Monday. We're going to take a break from all the football talk, and we'll get back to it because we've got to bring on the man whose team made not just ripples but waves at the PKI and PK Legacy over the weekend. The University of Portland Pilots taking North Carolina to the brink, beating Villanova, and damn near pulled it off against Michigan State, too. Shante Leggins joins us now. Coach, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. You can keep talking football if you talk about the Raiders.
Hey! You got a Raiders fan right over here.
They're right.
A hell of an overtime win. 86 yards and a walk-off up in Seattle. You'll take that.
Back-to-back walk-offs. I'm living.
There you go.
Just got to run it out. We'll make the playoffs. We have a chance.
All right. So let's get to the Pilots, man. I think when we looked at this game against North Carolina on Thursday night, we said, wow, look at those Pilots. During our show, we were sitting there and jumping in and out of the studio listening to Swag call your guys' win over Villanova. And then you against Michigan State. Coach, that was a foul. Can we call it what it was? That was a foul. If you're not going to say it, I'll say hand up, it was a foul.
It was a close call. You know, it was one of those calls. We got the play we wanted, and you know, you, at the end of games, you know, you kind of let the plays play. But if it affects the play or affects the shot, it should always be a call. So, you know, from a different angle, maybe just a bad angle from where he was standing. But it was a tough call.
How impressed are you with your guys, though, with going up against three blue blood programs in not flinching in any one of those three games?
You know, I'm very impressed. You know, I'm disappointed we lost, you know, because I thought we should have won, you know, I thought we should have won the first one. You know, I thought we didn't do some things that we were supposed to do towards the end of the game and rebound and different things like that. When those big boys, when they started playing and started, you know, putting a little pressure and applying, you know, trying to apply their will, we really took it to them and fought back and didn't just lay there and let them come beat us. And so I was really impressed with how we, you know, managed that and how we fought those off. But we just, you know, had to win those games, man. It was a disappointing we lost.
Coach, what's it like to have such a unique player in college basketball in Tyler Robertson, a big guard who can handle, who can create, who can defend, who can knock down shots, who can rebound? It's just so rare to have that in college. And to be fair, it's rare to have that in on this side of the country in basketball. What does he mean, kind of, this program? What is it kind of reestablishing where the Pilots are kind of going forward?
Oh, it's extremely rare, especially the way he can play. And, he, you know, what's crazier is the way he can defend. He can guard 1-5, mm-hmm. You know. He gets switched off on the little guards, does a good job, and takes charges. He guards the other guys, post players. So, you know, I think his IQ, like his basketball IQ, is like elite. And so he understands the game very well. And so he's been able, you know, since even when he came in as a freshman when I was coaching him, he's always been able to adapt to what we needed him to do. And so that's been huge for us, and it's been huge for our culture, because we understand he's a winner. So he can go a game without shooting, or he can shoot 16 shots and be effective. So he really, you know, is a big-time leader of our program, and that's key for us. And so, you know, we're doing everything we can to make sure we're putting him in the right spots. But he's just a player, and he's really helping us, you know, be successful so far since I've been here.
You know, one of the most important words I heard you kind of slide it in there when talking about Tyler is culture. And what is it in your mind, culture building at the University of Portland, that you are leaning on to see this turnaround?
Well, you're bringing in guys that are going to really affect, you know, change, not just, you know, in our program, but also the university. You know, these are young men that are, you know, giving something, you know, to the university also, and showing up and being there for, you know, other student athletes and also going to other events on campus. So we're really trying to make sure, you know, we're out there and, you know, we're bringing in great character guys who really work hard in the classroom and do everything the right way. You know, we have actually in my office right now, I have 7 guys in here watching some international basketball games screaming. So I'm sorry for that. But, you know, we got a lot of guys that really care for each other, you know, and that's the biggest deal for me. You know, we go and get guys that want to be here. You know, we go and get guys that are excited to be at the University of Portland, not just our basketball program, but also the university. It's a big time university. And so we're lucky to have, you know, such good young student athletes that want to be here. So that's a big deal to me.
That culture, that part of it, and how everything is shaping up in college basketball right now. In the game against Michigan State, one of your transfers, Alden Applewhite, has a phenomenal game off the bench for you. What is it like navigating transfers in – we talk about it so much in college football and how prevalent it is, but in basketball, one player can make so much difference for a team.
Yeah.
For you to get so many guys into a new culture, how do you implement that and kind of build it together so quickly?
You know, I think we have a good group of assistant coaches. You know, Bobby Suarez and TJ Lipple and Jeremy Pope do a great job. You know, they're young guys. So they have a good feel for these young men. But then they also, like I said, we have to do our homework. You know, there's a lot of guys out there. Like you said, there's one guy can affect everything, good or bad. And so, you know, you got to go get guys that, you recruited before. You have to find relationships and do a good job and do your homework. You're not going to bat 1,000. No one does, you know, things happen, but, you know, you do your best with trying to get the guys that would fit, you know, with the other guys, not just, you know, style wise, you know, if you look at our players, not every player plays the same. They all do something different. And then they all have their own personalities. They're not the same kid. And so, you know, I'm hoping that we're being able to teach them that, you know, I got kids from different kind of backgrounds and they're all feeding in together and having a good time. And so that's the most important part to me is them, you know, acknowledging each other's differences and still having a good time doing it. And so when you find guys like that and find players like that, you really want to bring those guys in. We recruit personalities just as much as we recruit, you know, playing style.
Dan, we need to send you to the United Nations then, because you got guys from Serbia, Montenegro, Argentina, Australia, United States. I know I'm probably missing another one in there. Like, you're bringing countries together in finding a way, and that's got to be such a rewarding part for you, though, is that kind of the reason why you get into basketball and why you get into coaching is the love of the game. And ultimately, all these guys from like 5 or 6 countries that you're bringing them in for, they're all speaking the same language in basketball.
Kind of say that. I mean, gee, they speak so many different. They can yell at me and cuss me out in different languages. I think they're telling me something good. I have no idea. But they're doing. I mean, it's great. It's great to see. You know, and it's just not our team either. I mean, if you look at our soccer team, our volleyball team, our women's basketball team, this university does a great job of bringing in international students and making them feel home. And that's really helped us with our recruiting is being able to see the other, you know, the other programs and all the players that they've had success with here. And so being able to see how, you know, Coach Meek has done it, you know, and how our coaches have done it here, you know, our soccer team is doing it. They're in the Elite Eight right now. And he's got players from all over the country, all over the world too. And so, you know, they've had a good blueprint for us and we've been able to watch them and see, you know, how they've done it. And so we stole a little bit of that and we got some good players and figured it out, and they're all friends. You know, we're friends with the tennis team. A lot of international players. There's a lot of international athletes in general at our campus, so it really makes it easy to bring some of these young men in.
On that international front, you bring up a good point. Mark Few up at Gonzaga, kind of – that's how he made his mark, was finding guys on the edges in international countries, whether it's in Poland or it's in Japan. Do you feel like that's something at University of Portland that you kind of have to specialize in, because you're not a traditional power, but you can offer these different opportunities to guys coming from these smaller spots, because you have to kind of target those areas to remain competitive with the bigger, you know, national blue blood programs?
Yeah, exactly. Until you can get it rolling, you know. If you look at them now, they've really, they went away from that model Gonzaga has. And so, you know, they've gone to a model where now they're getting top, you know, 100 kids going mm-hmm. in because they've been so successful. And so what we want to do is we just want to get the players that want to be here at the University of Portland. And so if it's right now, it's the international guys that want to come here and play and have the opportunity to play in one of the best conferences in the country and compete against some of the best teams, and that's what it's going to be. But, you know, we want to get kids out of our own backyard. There's some really good players right now in the 24 and 25 class that we're doing everything in our power to bring in. And so, you know, we really want the kids from our, you know, these local kids that are very good. And they start high school ball in 2 weeks, so we get to go watch a bunch of them. And so, you know, we want them. But right now, you know, we're getting players that want to be here and want to contribute to the success of our program and be a part of the university. And so that's what we look for. We look for guys who want to be here. And so that means they want to fight. They want to do whatever they can to win. And you just got to have that kind of pedigree. And so as we go through recruiting, you know, it's about relationships, but it's also about finding the kids who want to be here and not just, you know, they just, oh, I'm here for this and this and this, and now we can move on. You know, we want to have continuity in our program. I think it's huge. And we've had that this year with some of the guys who stayed on from last year's team.
Well, if you missed him on ESPN over the weekend, over the holiday weekend, you can catch him live out on the Bluff. You guys got four home games coming up against Multnomah, North Dakota State, and New Orleans, Coach. And I hope we can pack the stands at the Child Center, because when that place is rocking, it's a pretty special place to be in. Congratulations on what was a massive step forward this past weekend with the win over Villanova. And good luck to you in the four games coming up out on the Bluff at the Child Center.
I really appreciate it. I shouldn't be doing this, but please go on our website, find my email if you want to come to a game and email me. I'll get you a ticket. Anybody who sends an email, I'll get you a ticket to any of these games coming up. We got games November 30th, December 3rd, December 5th, and December 10th, all at home. So just email me and I'll get you a ticket into the game.
That's awesome. Awesome. Coach, thank you so much for the time, and go Pilots.
Go Pilots, baby. Thanks for having me. Go Raiders, too. Don't forget that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Shante Leggins, head coach of the University of Portland Pilots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.